And speaking of traveling, down from the mountains this morning, Roy Rogers. Hi, Roy.
Down from the mountains, just back in the good old Bay Area, as we say.
That's right. Now, you lived here in the North Bay for many, many years, but you, about, what, 8 years ago or so, you moved up to the Sierra Foothills?
About 6 years. Six years ago, we moved up to Nevada City and just love it up there, really.
Yeah.
We lived in Nevada for about 20 years, and of course, I was raised in Vallejo, so, you know, Bay Area roots are strong for me, but, you know, really, it's being up in the mountains and just the clean air, and we're very fortunate to be in the big trees. Life is good.
A lot of ponderosa pines and a lot less traffic.
A lot less traffic, especially the latter. That's for sure. So it's good. As I tell people, it takes me about a half an hour at max to do all the things I want to do, like go to the hardware store, go shopping.
Mm-hmm.
You know, whereas down here it would take like I don't know how long.
to
driving and so forth. So really, it's great up there. It's a wonderful place. A very creative community. Good arts program. Lots of stuff up there.
Yeah. We were teasing you about before we went on the air about how you have to go to the big city, Grass Valley, to
That's right.
The big town to get all your supplies.
Yeah, Grass Valley has the big box stores. See, we don't have any big box stores in Nevada City.
So that's good.
That's a good thing.
That's good. And you got a brand new album out entitled Into the Wild Blue. Now, it's your own label now, isn't it?
Yes, this is on Chops Not Chaps. I've had my label for a long time, and it's, you know, the way the music business is, as you certainly know, has gone in recent years, there's really no reason for artists like myself to have a label that you sign with anymore, because that's just not the relevant thing for the most part. So, you know, having your own label, it gives you the control of it, and you know, I made a deal with the distribution back in for worldwide distribution in Carolina called Red Eye. So it's distributed in whatever record stores you can find these days.
Right. Not only digitally, but you can go into a store and actually buy a copy.
You can actually buy a physical copy.
Yeah.
What a concept, right?
You had your time, you know, you were signed to Virgin for a while. I mean, you had some major label stuff going on.
Yeah, I did, and I was very fortunate. And, you know, after the John Lee Hooker days, I was signed to a number of labels, and, you know, but those days are really gone, mm-hmm. you know, for signing in that regard, in the old way of the music business working. So there's a lot of independent product out there. There's still a lot of great music, as you well know.
Mm-hmm.
The music will always be released somehow, whether it's digitally or in a product or what have you. It's just we're really in a transition phase here.
Yeah.
In a lot of ways, you know, the whole digital thing has changed everything. So.
And you've seen it all. I mean, are you excited about the way things are going, or is it frustrating?
I'm excited about the way things are going, as long as people get paid.
Yeah.
This seems to be the bone of contention with. So we could talk all day long about this.
I got time.
I tell you, the best program that I saw about this is PBS actually did a show that talked about how royalties are paid or not paid mm-hmm. to artists. And on one, I forget the name of the new band, but they were talking about streaming. And then on, and they're virtually an unheard of band, but they had like, you know, 2 million streams,
right.
Some really large amount of streams. And their royalty check was minuscule. But what they're doing is they're getting, you know, advertised and known and so forth, and on the way up, so to speak, to play festivals and so forth. And then on the other side was Roseanne Cash. This is a great show, by the way. I recommend it highly. And she said, well, you know, I've been doing this a long time, and I've written a lot of songs, and I just want to get paid for what songs I've already done.
Right.
And I'm not.
Yeah.
And so it really is about that. It's about a fair compensation for people that write the songs and record the songs. The artists are, you know, unfortunately getting the short shrift of it.
Yeah.
And, you know, I'm sure your listeners and you read the papers, and it's really still a bone of contention. Nobody really knows.
The big stink with Taylor Swift and Apple that just came out this week.
What clout she has to do that, to actually say, I'm pulling my catalog. It's amazing that, and I salute her all the way.
Well, you know, it's not like she needs the money, but in her letter that she wrote to Apple, it's like, this is for the independent artists that maybe have made their very first record, and, you know, you're putting it up on your service provider, and you're not paying them for it, you know, and they have to recoup the expense of recording the thing and maybe getting some money to record the next one.
Well, the fact of the matter is, though, that music is cheap, is, you know, remember the old adage, you know, dad or grandpa used to say, you get what you pay for.
Oh, yeah.
So if you don't pay for it, then you're going to get what you get. So, you know, it's the question for me is, you know, how are these younger bands going to make music and still have a viable living,
right,
or a way to make a living? You know, in the old days, we used to have a record like this, and you went out and you hit the road, and I went to radio stations like yourself, and this is my new record, and you toured. Well, people don't do it like that. It's not cost effective for an artist to do that.
Well, anymore. In those days too, if with a major label, you had tour support.
They would tour support, yeah. and it was organized. It was a whole, you know, plan that was evolved. Luckily, in my case, I've been doing this a long time, so there's a lot of places in the world that I tour, and so I'm not. It's not going to affect me. It affects everybody, but it's not going to affect me as much as a younger band coming
right.
up. Because I really don't know how they're going to do it. You know, they're going to make music regardless, but whether or not
they're going to get paid for it,
they're going to get paid for it is another thing. I mean, I keep reading these horrendous stories about, you know, in Rolling Stone or somewhere where a young band has like, they're excited, they had like 2.5-3 million hits, and their royalty check is like $600.25.
Yeah.
Oh, gee.
Yeah.
That's great.
No, it's not great.
Something like that. I mean, I'm very...
Well, let's take a listen to the new CD. It's called Into the Wild Blue. It's just out. Last Go Round is one you suggested we play. So first track. Track number one. Roy Rogers here on KRCB. Roy Rogers, Into the Wild Blue, the name of the new album, and that was Last Go Round, and Roy's joining us in the studio. He's on his way up to Kate Wolf. Have you done Kate Wolf before?
I've not. This is my very first time.
And, of course, our friend and neighbor Charlie will be up there, and you guys are going to do a workshop together.
Charlie Musselwhite and I will do a workshop tonight. I play with a band, tomorrow night, and I play a set in the afternoon with the band. My special guest is Carlos Reyes, who's featured on the record, and... It's always great to get together with my good friend Charlie Musselwhite, though, for sure.
Now, if I was Carlos, I'd be nervous, because you have had many collaborations throughout the years, and you've outlived them all.
You know?
It's like being the keyboard player in the Grateful Dead, you know?
Yeah.
Or the drummer in Spinal Tap.
That's right. I'm going to have to keep him on his best behavior. Yeah. Thank you for that, Brian.
That's right.
He's a great player.
Yeah, and then you're going to be back in our neck of the woods in the fall. You're going to be playing City Winery on the 30th of October and the Mystic Theater on the 7th of November.
That's right. There's that. It's It's we have a well, let's see. In the interim, we're going out. We're doing the Telluride Blues Festival, September, and mainly doing some dates. Let's see. I guess I'm doing a date at the Great American Music Hall in the city, which is in August too. But anyway, we're busy. We're just out playing, and I'm featuring the guys that were on the record, Carlos Reyes, and also Jimmy Pugh,
mm-hmm.
Played keyboards on the record with my band, Kevin Hayes and Steve Ehrman. So, got a great group of guys. I'm real happy with the record. It's been very well received, and you know, you do a record when you got something to say, man.
Yeah.
That's it for me.
Yeah. How long does it take you to do a record these days?
Not long. You know, I worked on this record, woodshedding, as far as writing the songs, for probably a better part of a year. But as far as recording, I go in very prepared, and probably took me 2 weeks.
Yeah.
And I mixed in 2 weeks. I was done in a month. I don't take a long time.
It's too expensive.
Too expensive, but I like to get it the instant hit. You know, I like to go in a studio and have it be fresh. Don't belabor it. It's kind of like if you think too long about something, you know, anything in life, you know, probably isn't good to think. That probably the very first hit was probably the best one.
I get a lot of young musicians that come in here, and you know, they're on their way to making their first album, full length album, and I would suggest you have a producer. And they go, well, we hadn't thought about it. I said, you know, the good thing about a producer is he can tell you when it's time to stop and go on to the next thing.
That's very true.
Yeah.
And you know, it's I often get asked about producing myself, as because I've produced other people, as you know, too. But mm-hmm. it is a little more difficult to produce yourself. But it's good to have another set of ears, like an engineer, obviously. Or I bounce things off people all the time,
yeah.
even though it's obviously my final decision. You know, you just have to put one hat on and then take another one and put another one on as a player and as a producer. But it's an exciting thing to do. You know, it's like something being born, and you go in with an idea in your head, and it's exciting to see it come to fruition. So and this particular record, I wrote 4 songs on the piano.
Oh.
So they're piano-based more than guitar. So it's... I was, I'll tell you a short story. I was gifted by a fan of mine a 1928 Steinway grand piano.
Sweet.
Very nice. So that was very inspiring,
yeah.
to say the least. Changed my whole doggone living room around it to accommodate that thing. So I'm not a pianist. I would never say that I play piano, but I do write and come up with ideas. So that prompted some of the songs. Love is History is one of them.
Yeah. So. What about the one you want to do about She's a Real Jaguar?
Ah.
That's a guitar-driven song.
This is a guitar-driven thing. Well, this is a whole thing. We'll let the words speak for themselves about this, but you've all heard the word cougar. Well, I figured, well, maybe we just needed to reassess that and call her a jaguar instead of a cougar. So,
Roy Rogers live in the studio.
Here we are. Came to town on a one-night stand, a purse full of money, suitcase in her hand. She walked in the bar like she owned the place. She made up her mind with that look on his face. Wanted something clean cut, but he'd been around. He had no choice when she took him down. There was no battle for that boy she would take. No indecision, there was no mistake. She's a real jaguar, baby, doing what she wants to. On a one-night stand, baby, she will find her man. Paid for the room at the Queen's Motel. She been there before because they knew her well. She walked in the door and then she pulled the shade. She turned out the light and her bed was made. Came on strong like a runaway train. They made love one time and they made it again. She was the older woman, he was the younger man. He learned a few new lessons on that one night stand. Time was spent and she had had a day, just calling those shots in her own sweet way. She drove him crazy till she had enough. She let him down easy like a bear with a club. Left that boy, and then she drove away in her big Cadillac, but he could hear her say, honey, don't look back, don't try to understand. Life is just one big one-night stand. She's a real jaguar, baby, doing what she wants to. She's a real jaguar, playing by her own rules.
Sweet. Tell us about your
guitar. Kind of a different take on things.
Yeah. Tell us about that guitar, that beautiful old set of Martin.
This is a Martin, probably 1970 vintage. As you can see, for all the folks out there that can't see, of course, but Brian can, this is a well-worn axe, as we say. Yeah. My picking style does dig into the guitar, as you can see. It's interesting, Brian, that, see, the pick guard is actually pristine.
Yeah,
all around the pick guard, there's holes in the guitar.
It almost looks like Trigger Willie Nelson's guitar. Not quite as beat
see,
up
now,
as...
Now, people have asked me that. I was explaining earlier that I actually retired one of these guitars already
mm-hmm.
because I had a big hole right here.
Just like Trigger.
Mm-hmm. And they asked me, people would say, did you get that guitar from Willie Nelson? I said, no, I didn't.
No. It's just the way they make these guitars. They wear out in this particular spot very much.
Yeah, so anyway, I've played a Martin acoustic for a long time. It's I'm playing acoustic now, obviously, but this pickup is the secret weapon because mm-hmm. this pickup is from the 1960s, and it's called a DeArmond Humbucker.
Mm-hmm.
And it's actually quite unique because to have a humbucking pickup for an acoustic guitar is kind of an oxymoron. It's kind of a contradiction in terms because it's actually adding something. It's not the pristine acoustic sound.
It's not reproducing the wood.
No, and that's the whole point of it.
Yeah.
So I'm plugged in and I'm wailing through the amp. And believe it or not, a fan of mine, great story, just emailed me the other day and he said, you know, I saw one of those pickups on eBay. He says, Roy, check it out. I just got one of these pickups, which is like 50 years old,
mm-hmm.
brand spanking new from Australia.
Wow.
I am like in nirvana here.
Have you installed it yet?
I haven't even set it up yet. I just have it. It's in the original box. I remember these kind of boxes like when I was a kid in a music store. And I like this thing's never been set up. There's not a scratch on it. I'm so excited, Brian. I can't tell you.
What guitar are you going to put it on?
That's a good question. I may actually take this one out and, mm-hmm. and see what it sounds like and put it in this one.
Yeah.
So, but it'll definitely go in the Martin acoustic.
Oh, yeah.
No, I wouldn't use it on anything else, for sure. So, anyway, that's my story of the day. That's my big catch.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sweet. It's nice to have fans out there that look out for you that way.
I thank him. Believe me, I sent him a record and thanked him profusely. So, forget his name or I'd mention his name now, but anyway.
Well, thanks. Good on you for finding that pickup.
Yes, thank you so much.
In Australia on eBay.
When I get that, the guy that sent it to me in Australia, I said, you know, because I've been to Australia many times, when I get down there, you better come and say hello to me because I want to meet you and I'll shake your hand. Literally, this is one of those items that had been in his closet and his uncle had had it and nobody ever used it. And I said, the right guy got this thing, believe me. So anyway.
That's a good story. Do you, a lot of musicians, especially blues musicians, during the summer, they'll head over to Europe and play festivals. You're not doing that this year so much?
Not going this year. Normally I would go to Europe, but this year didn't happen. And I think, you know, things have, a couple of things in my case. I lost a couple of my agents that no longer booked me in Europe. So that and the kind of the economics of the world situation, plus the music biz is kind of in chaos over there too. I go a lot still though to Scandinavia, go to France, less so to Italy, but not this year. Not this year. Yeah. This is a year off. Unusual for me. Normally I would be going to Europe.
Because I know a lot of the guys, they'll go over there and that'll pretty much pay for their year, or a big chunk of it anyway.
There are a lot of gigs, you know, from my reasoning, you need to have someone in each country to book you. That's the way I've always done it. You can't have a guy book you in France who lives in Germany kind of thing.
Right.
You need to have somebody lined up in every country. That works best. So it'll happen again. I'll go next
year.
Sure, but
it's
I've probably been in Norway, for example, that loves American music, folk, blues, rock and roll, probably 20 times.
Yeah.
22 times.
It's nice. I mean, what a great opportunity to be able to do that for a living.
It's wonderful. I've always had great gigs and great opportunities, played lots of festivals, played as well as just smaller venues, but it's an honor to go there, you know, and they know a lot about the music. You know, I mean, it's so easy these days for people to, and has been for a long time, for people just to get the information. Whereas before, you know, it was very difficult. You had to be in the know of someone that knew this or knew that, and they would turn you onto it. But nowadays, it's all right there.
Yeah.
So it's just a question of making it work.
Well, let's give another, let's play another cut from the new CD, Into the Wild Blue. This is Love is History, talking about, you know, historical. Trying to find stuff.
I have to refer to the piano that was gifted to me. This was written on the piano.
So. Go figure.
I didn't play it in the studio.
No,
by the way, but I wrote it, but I didn't play it in the studio.
Roy, always a pleasure to see you.
Always great to see you.
And Gainelle, you as well.
Thank you.
And Roy's on his way to Kate Wolf, and then he'll be back in our neck of the woods in the fall. We'll keep you posted.
Thanks for having me.
Tell you, baby, all night long. The way you've treated me is oh so wrong. It's been a long time coming from down the line. Our love is done, no, it's in this time. Say what's the matter now. happy with a new man way downtown.
Love is history.